This call is being recorded.
Circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, it is wonderful to be with you, to be able to continue to share, to be able to continue to open up so many things that have been kept from you, so many things that you have been separated from, or you believe you have been separated from. But to be separated no more. Because so many things are in the works, so many things are about to shift and change and alter the very perspective that is you in the human dimension, in this human illusion of the third dimension. A mighty consciousness shift is at hand. Is so very close now. There are so many things that are about to, what you would call, pop in the near future, the very near future. As you continue to look forward to these changes, these shifts that we have spoken of many times, that so many have been speaking of, know also that in the present moment that you are in is all that is important. Be in that now moment. Be in the present. Be all that you can be now. As you continue to be all that you are, to find the joy in every moment that you can, all that will be upon you before you can even blink your eyes. That shift, that consciousness shift that has been spoken of, many a millennia, for a very long time, is about to become awakened within all of you. As so many things are coming to fruition. So many things are about to shift and change and move into a new consciousness level. You are about to move into a new consciousness level. As you speak in terms of DNA, as you speak in terms of shifts of consciousness that are happening now, you are in that shift. You are in that moment, that consciousness shift moment, where you are becoming altered within you. You are becoming aware of who you are. You are becoming awakened to your full state of the being that you are, that spiritual being, no longer to be the human experience, but to be the spiritual experience. We watch you each and every day. We watch all of you. We watch over you and we watch you. We watch to see how you are shifting in your daily activities, how you are becoming emblazoned by the new consciousness that is moving through you. So many of you are feeling this consciousness. So many of you are feeling this shift, this knowing that is coming over you, where you are beginning to hear those of us that are beginning to whisper to you more and more. And as you hear these whispers, you are becoming aware of that consciousness change that is happening within you. All is about this consciousness change and this shift now. All is about this. There is nothing that is not about this in this moment. For this is what you came here for. This is what you evolved into at this time and in this moment of your life, is to be ready for your mission, those missions that you came here for, those that you volunteered to come here for. And you are moving into those missions now. You are going to be directed. Many of you are going to find direction, mentorship that is going to come to you, that is going to bring you to the next level of your being, the next level of consciousness within you, that will continue to awaken within you the very understandings that you came in with a long time ago. and forgotten up to this time. But so many of you are awakening. So many of you are beginning to listen to the whispers and sometimes, yes, the shouts. But all is happening now. All is bringing brought forth now. And as you hear many times, all is being orchestrated. You are in the middle of a synchronicity now that is bringing about so many of the changes, so many of the shifts that are happening. And you are that shift and that consciousness. Because of you, it is happening. Without you, it would not happen. You are the consciousness change itself. As Gaia shifts, as Gaia becomes aware fully of who she is, as she moves into the higher vibrations of her consciousness once again, you, those of you that are the cells within Gaia herself, you are the ones that are moving this forward. You are the ones that are bringing this awakening process into full understanding and full awareness. It is time now, my brothers and sisters, my dear friends. It is time for you to become all that you came here to be. You are moving away from the old programming, away from the old paradigm that was what had been expected, what had been created by the cabal here, and is no longer going to be allowed, is no longer going to be a process of the connections that you have with the universe, with the cosmos. You are the ones that are ready for this. You are the ones that have been preparing for this. And you are the ones that will take this forward into the new golden age of Gaia. So it is time now for all of you to become aware that everything is in flux now. Everything is coming to the cusp and the crescendo that has been spoken of. Believe it and you will see it. Believe it and you will see it. For there is nothing that cannot occur now that has not been spoken of previously, that has not been prepared for. For you are the ones that have been preparing and waiting and moving toward the expression of who you fully are. That time is now. I am Sananda. I leave you now with all of my love and peace and vibrations that go with the love that is you, all of you. Peace and love be with you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Want to share with you to open up to question and answer, and as said, you are on the cusp. You are on the very edge of that precipice that has been spoken of so many times. And as you move to the edge of the precipice, how many of you are ready to jump off now? How many of you are ready to jump off and see if you can fly? Now, that does not mean we want you to go to the top of a mountain or off. That is not what we are saying, of course. Nobody go do that, okay? But it means figure. What is your term here? With your imagination here, go to the edge of the precipice. And if you are ready to jump off, if you see others around you jumping off, are you going to be one that is going to jump off as well? Are you going to join them? Knowing that you are not going to hit the bottom as you would in your physical form, because your physical form is shifting and changing. Even now, your DNA is changing. You may not be aware of it, and no, you probably cannot do telekinetics and things of this nature. You cannot maybe use telepathy yet, but all of these things are coming. You are going to be able to do many things. You are going to be able to raise objects with your mind. All of these things are going to be. But first you need to continue to go through this program, this process of ascension, this shift in consciousness, this transition that you are moving through. Because everything is in the now, and you are moving continually in the now. And even though there is the future, there is the past, they are all one. And as you move fully more and more up into the higher vibrations, you will begin to understand that more and more, that past, present, and future are all one. There is nothing but the present now. And this will come more and more to you as your vibrations increase, as you find yourself in the higher vibrations more and more. And you wonder, how do you do this? How do you move into the higher vibrations? Well, you simply do it. That is all. You just do it. And it is not as difficult as you might think, because you do it as you know you are doing it, you will remember. You will remember what it is to be in the higher vibrations. You will remember what it is all about, what you are all about as a spiritual being, just simply having a human experience now. But that human experience that you are having now is about to greatly shift, and you are going to come into the higher vibrations, and or rather many are going to come into the higher vibrations kicking and screaming. They maybe will not want to do it because they will not understand it, but yet it will happen. They will awaken. They will come into this. They will feel these energies. Some, though, will feel these energies and be held off from them, or want to hold it off because it will be too powerful for them. They will not be able to withstand the energies. Just as many of you are feeling the energies, and it is somewhat overwhelming and overpowering to you at times. And you say, well, it is too much for us, so back it off a little bit. And it gets backed off a little bit. And then you say, well, bring it on. And then it comes back on and more and more. So if you are ready for the energies more, if you are ready to jump off the precipice, then just say, yes, we are ready and we're going to do this. And it is going to be wonderful and something that is going to be beyond your wildest imaginations, okay? Do you have questions here for one who serves? No, anyone there?
Hi, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Diana from Florida. Yesterday I had kind of like an unpleasant incident. I was driving to the store, to the grocery store, and suddenly, like a few feet in front of my car, I saw something like dead on the road. And then the next second I see a hawk flying kind of like toward that piece on the road. And like in couple 3 feet from my car, he was doing this, and I just didn't react. I just fast to slow down my car, so I hit the bird. The car hit the bird, and like 3 minutes later, I turned around. I came back, and the body was gone. The hawk body. And I saw on the side of the road, I saw another bird, like a vulture. I guess that bird got the hawk body. And so I was driving to the store, and I was thinking, what is the lesson for me from all this what happened?
Could not quite understand completely what you were saying in terms of you hit a bird, yes, and then there was a vulture there in place of the bird that you hit. Is this what you are saying?
Yeah, I turned around. I wanted to see, come back and see if the bird, if I can save the bird. But the bird was gone. I wanted to check on the bird and see if it's still alive. But I guess the wolf, Yes, the vulture got the bird and just kind of took care of cleaning the road.
The significance of this was for you?
Yes, what was the lesson for me? Why I hit that bird and killed it?
There are those circumstances which are unavoidable. They seem to be unavoidable in any given situation. Whether it is hitting a bird or another animal. That is not to say that there are no coincidences. There are no coincidences. There are no accidents. So there are always reasons for this. For as you experience this so-called of hitting bird, how would you feel at that point? Would you feel like you have harmed another live being? You see, some would not even care about this. They would not even give it another thought. Now, if it was a dog or something, maybe that would be different. But the bird, not so much. But for you who has done this, this is significant for you because it is a being. It is a live being. And that is something that is very difficult for you to handle in terms of another being suffering here. But we can tell you from this example here, yes, you did hit the bird, but it did not affect it as you would think it would normally. So it was not there because it was able to fly off. And the idea of the vulture being there in its place is that it is the embodiment of the, what is here we are looking for, that there is an experience there that not as good a thing. So you look at the vulture so much, not so good. You look at a vulture as being evil or being something that preys upon the dead, but there was no dead therefore to prey upon. So why was it there? That was because it was an experience.
Especially when I picked up with Spike, and I'm like,
Please, the interference on the phone there, please mute your phone. Appreciate it. Thank you. To go back here, there is the continuing experience of what would replace this feeling of life with death here. And this was indicative of that wherever there is life, there is also death in terms of this being, this vulture, preys upon that which is living or has died. And this is its function, its mission, you might say. This is what it does. It helps to rid those parts of bodies that have died. It is all part of nature here, you see. But for you specifically, there was not the indication of a being hit and dying because it did not. You see? You understand this? Kind of went about this in a roundabout way, you might say, but...
Yes, I kind of like a prayed for the soul that went back and... wished it all the best and asked God for kind of send the light. And it's just kind of like a, I thought, what was the purpose for me to go through this? That because the bird showed me that it was flying to get the food. And the food doesn't matter, actually. It's not the important part in our life, that to get killed. So it was kind of like a little bit confusing.
Yes, we understand that. And that is why we say here that you had this experience to open yourself up to life here. That you would not hit or harm another living being. And this was just to show you that as you hit this bird, it did not affect it because your love was there for it, you see?
Yes. And another question I would like to ask, thank you for the explanation. This week, all week, I kind of like, I feel like I don't know what I want. I don't know what is going on with me, kind of like, I don't know what to do. I don't want anything to do. Something like out of place, I guess I can say. Is it the energy that we're getting now that affects like this? That
did not understand all that you are asking here. You are asking about energy and your feeling of energies. Is that correct?
Yes.
She's saying that all week long she has been kind of like out of it. She hasn't really wanted to do anything or wanted anything, and feeling of like not really, you know, being in a malaise.
Very good. Thank you for the clarification here. And yes, to understand this is indicative of many that are going through these types of things. One minute the energies are high and you are feeling so wonderful and blissful, and the next moment you are dropped down to earth, you might say, in that sense. And everything is not so good, or you do not feel so good, or you have lack of energy and all of these things. And what have you been calling these things? You've been calling them ascension symptoms. And this is continuing on for many of you, for all of you, really, at one point or another, and will continue on as you continue through this ascension process. But know that as these things are happening, simply realize what it is that is occurring, that it is just a symptom, an ascension symptom, and it will pass, and it will move on, and the next moment you will feel possibly blissful and high and all of these things, high without the use of drugs even. And you will feel much will continue on in your life and with high energies and low energies. Everything is an energy and a rest. This is what you must understand, that the universe works this way. The galaxy, the solar system, everything is an energy and a rest. And times you are energized, at times you are rested. Well, the universe does the same thing. It has an energy and a restful period. And you are coming out of that restful period of 26,000 years now for your galaxy here. And this is you are moving into the energy period. This is will be the new golden age as these energies continue to increase and increase and increase.
Lay down, for God's sake.
Energies increase, know that it can wreak havoc on your central nervous system at various times. And your chakras are affected by this as well, as to be working with your chakra system or with your central nervous system here. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, are there other questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah,
this is Gail.
Yes.
Hi, this is Gail. Several years ago, my son got a little white pit bull with a brown patch over her eye. And she and I became really, really, really great friends. And in 2013, I went away for a month on vacation, and when I came back, I found that she had been stolen. And I think about her so often, and even, you know, I'll see images of dogs in clouds and dogs in tiles and animals and stuff like that in tiles almost wherever I go. And I was just wondering, is she still here with us on Earth, or has she left?
What was the name of dog?
Sugar.
As we find it, Sugar is alive and well. It's another situation, another home, you might say, and is continuing on. But know that your connection with this one, this being, this wonderful spirit within this one, your connection will continue on for much, much time here. Not so much in your lifetime here now, but you will be reconnected to this particular soul spirit here. Cannot say too much more on this time, but there is a connection here. A soul connection, even though it is in the animal state here.
Oh, okay. Oh, so wonderful. And I have another question. About a week ago, while in a meditative state, I had a vision of a door opening and then a being coming down the steps of this door. And I'm looking at the bottom. I'm at the bottom of this, and I see and raining down on me heavy droplets of white light, and then three explosions of white light look like firecracker lights in a row right across me. Can you tell me what that means?
Yes. Are you looking up at the doorway here?
Yes.
Above you, yes. This is indicative of the ascension process as you are moving through this. And that one that was at the doorway there is indicative of your higher self waiting for you with door open. We can show you the door, but you are the one that needs to walk through it. This is what was being given here. The door is open. It is there for you. And the explosions of light all around you are the exactly that, the explosions of light within you. As you do these various meditations and such, you work with the light. You are working with the light, exploding the light, sending the light, sharing the light, and this is what was shown here to you. Does this make sense to you?
Okay. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, I'm trying hard to cross that, you know, get to that door and cross there. I don't, you know. Tell me what else
there?
I need to do.
Were there some stairs there?
Yeah, there were some stairs there.
And as those stairs were there, if you would have walked up the stairs, that would have been indicative and a changing also here for you.
Okay.
You did not walk up the stairs. You simply looked up there.
Okay.
You are going
Great,
to have,
thank you.
We are finding here one more thing we can share. You are going to have a dream about this. A dream is going to come that is going to be very similar to this. And in that dream, the stairs are going to be there and you are going to climb the stairs. Whether you move through the door or not, though, will be depend on you within the dream.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. This is Vidya. May I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Yes. I have been thinking so much about all these people that suffer from autism, and they cannot find a way to communicate with the physical world. And I also feel the level of frustration and the pain they exhibit, and I'm very driven by that. I feel so much for them, and I would like to know why is that they are trapped and they cannot communicate. And also, if we can do something to help them out. Thank you.
You are already doing something to help them out, all of you. When you do your meditations, you are helping them out. But know that they are there and going through what they are going through to continue or to complete the process for themselves. It is their contract that they came in with, and they are following through with this. But also understand, just like you, they are volunteers here to come here and be a part of this and to share the light in the way that they are doing. But as the energies continue to increase, as the event occurs, as the consciousness shift comes across the planet, they will also shift as that happens, and they will come into the higher vibrations. And as you have been hearing over and over, if you are in the higher vibrations, you cannot have these types of maladies and illnesses and all of these types of things they are experiencing now. Not only them, but all, even those with cancer and diabetes and multiple sclerosis and all of these types of things, all of these will be healed in the instant when it is time for this. There will be miraculous healings that will occur at that time.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sober talks about Cinnamati stones. Cinnamati stones. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I have a loaded question. Is Cobra a double agent?
To answer the second question first, no. He is not a double agent. He is for the light specifically. He is a great light to the planet here. And is going through many things that are calling to him, that are saying that he is not of the light and all of this. Part of discernment. So if you are feeling, as you are experiencing what this one is saying and sharing, if you are feeling that it is not for you, then it is not for you. But if you are feeling love and light coming from this one, then that is what he is sharing. That is what he is bringing here. He is bringing a great deal of new, rather disclosure, you might say, to the masses, to those who are ready to hear it. Okay?
The Cinnamati stones that he talks about that are from, I guess, Sirius. Can you talk about them?
Yes, the Cinnamati stones are real. They are just as he has described them, and they are being planted in many different strategic places across the planet to bring higher energies to that area, to raise an angel in that area, just as he has shared with you. And it is very important because it is bringing the grid, the consciousness grid here on the earth, not the Christ consciousness grid, the crystalline grid, you might call it here, and bringing that together as well as with all of the ley line connections. So all of this is a part of this, bringing the great energy centers back together, because where many of these Cinnamati stones are being planted, they are around energy centers. Or around centers that were once energy centers and had been changed over to the dark side, you might say, such as your Montauk in Long Island, for instance.
And he talks about how if we have them on our bodies, that it'll ease the transition to ascension. Is that correct?
It is a tool. It is another tool. You have many different tools, crystals, Cinnamati stones, many different things that your breathing techniques, all of these are tools. Utilize them. And you will be also given many, many more, or rather you will remember many more as you keep moving through this process here.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Hello. Yes. Hello, one who serves.
Yes.
This is Eleanor in Florida. I have a few questions, so I'll be brief. The first was the gentleman just brought up the Cinnamati. I had reached out to Cobra and his people asking where I could bury my stone in order to help facilitate what you just explained, but I never got a return answer. So my question is, would it be incorrect or negative to like plant it here by my home, or would you know of a place near where I am which would best facilitate and help
overall?
You are in Florida, you say?
Yes, yes.
There are many locations there that you could do this. But what we would say to you, rather than look outside of yourself for the answer, ask within yourself and ask your higher self, your higher God self, and you will receive the answer back in that respect. You will know where to plant it or if to plant it at all. Maybe you are needing to wear it, as the previous caller had said. You see?
Okay. I usually would keep it in my pocket every day. So, all right. And the next one, the other lady brought up, it was her dog. I had a cat named Larange, and he was also, I felt a very strong soul connection. I've had many animals throughout my life, but it was so strong, and he was taken very young. He was very vital and died in my arms. And my question is, I do feel his presence. However, I wanted to know if it was possible for a reincarnate, sort of, for lack of a better term, in once we transition to 5D, would I be able to have him back, or would he remain in spirit where he is now?
Absolutely. Did you ever watch the Robin Williams movie, What Dreams May Come?
Yes.
The dog was there.
Wonderful.
Was he wished it to be there? See?
Okay. That's wonderful. Go ahead.
You'll be able to do exactly the same with your animals as well as your loved ones. So if your loved ones do not initially go with you into the higher vibrations, into the fifth dimension, and they remain in third dimension or whatever it may be, you will be able to connect with them at their layer, at their level at that time. See?
Wonderful.
Nothing will be
lost.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you for that. And my third and last is about earthly angels. Approximately three and a half years ago, in the beginning stages, probably a year into my awakening, I went to a grocery store one day, and upon arriving, there was a man outside. He was homeless. And everyone was staying very far away from this man, and I went right up by him, and he extended asking for a light for his half of a cigarette he had left. So I indulged him, and we began to converse and spoke for approximately 45 minutes, very deep conversation, while all people went as far around us as they could, which is very sad indeed. However, I don't want to go into details because it would take too long, but it was one of the most rewarding experiences I ever had. And I gave him a pack of cigarettes I had just bought for myself at the time, and also some money that I had. And I gave him a big, huge hug. And when I left and went into the store, I was floating. I felt like I was 20 feet high. And I had that experience of I've never had before in my life. And I thought to myself, he must have been an angel. And I think in retrospect, feeling that the angels are kind of, we're being tested and or seeing how we'll respond in situations that most people, as we've been conditioned to shun from. And after that, coming out into the parking lot, I had another experience with another gentleman and left me feeling the same way. So I guess I'm looking for confirmation or some feedback on that experience and or type of experience.
You already know the answer to that. Angel, mm-hmm. Guide, all of these types of things. You never know where God or the source will appear before you. You never know where that will be. So for you to open up and allow for the process to happen was what you were needing to do at that time. Those eyes and ears to hear.
It was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Blessing.
Any further questions here?
Yes, this is Christine from Knoxville, Tennessee. I need some advice about my 13-year-old dog. Did she get hurt recently? She's acting really weird and unstable. I don't know if she's physically hurt or it's a mental thing. Can you give me any advice on that, please?
What are the symptoms you are seeing?
She's stumbling a little bit. She's acting a little, I think she may have hurt her back. It started this morning. I'm doing a lot of energy work on her, but she seems mentally unbalanced too, but it may just be a physical thing.
Understand that just as you are being affected by these energies, so too are the animals and plants and all of these things as well being affected by these energies. So one that is in an older state, such as your 13-year-old dog, would experience these energies in different ways than, say, a 2-year-old dog would experience this. So be concerned and not to worry. Just do as you are doing. Send light, send love, be love with this particular being, and everything will continue or take care of itself as you move along here, okay?
Thank you very much.
Any further questions?
Third. Yes, hello?
Yes? Yes, we hear you.
Hello, one who says, this is Laura from Australia. I have a question. Can you explain to me, what does it mean when they talk about the rainbow body?
Very good. It is a very long explanation here, which we cannot give at this time, but the rainbow body is your ascension body, is your light body. It is the body that you will move into at a certain point in your ascension, in your full ascension. This is not during the process, but as you are, will be building up to this. Just as you, those of you that experienced the meditation that we through James here, in terms of going across the rainbow bridge, this was to connect to your higher God self in your rainbow body. You did not use the rainbow body at that time because you were not ready yet for this. But it is a beginning process of this that we did here. And we will do again here as well at the next advance as we are finding it here. But the rainbow body is what many have experienced when they are in going through the full ascension. Their body turns into light, and it turns into many colors of light. Therefore, those who see this happening would be seeing this as a rainbow, many different colors. You see?
Yes, thank you. I just have one more question. Was Jesus or Yeshua, who was on this earth, was he taught that by the Essenes?
Was he what?
Taught that by the Essenes.
Was he taught by
he
the
taught,
Essenes?
No, he was not he taught at that time by this because they did not fully understand this, but he received this in his wanderings, you might say, when he visited many different monasteries and temples. As in his learning process, as he was going through his ascension process. The full ascension did not occur until that moment when he arose, what you would say arose from the dead, although he was never fully dead. See?
Thank you very much, one who serves. Blessings to you all.
Any further questions here before we release channel?
This is Scott. I have one last question.
Yes.
I just wanted to follow up on something you had said last week when you were talking about how some of us will go on the ships and it will seem like some of us will be going on unwillingly against our will, but that's not really the case because it's in our soul contract. So I wanted to follow that up with to ask you about the relationship between divine will and free will. I know we all have free will here, but I've had some pretty intense experiences. I've had my life saved from a car accident. I've had divine intervention keep me on a straight path to make sure that I met my twin flame. So I've definitely seen divine will trump my free will on several occasions. So wondering if you can talk about the relationship of divine will to free will and how it relates to our what's in our soul contract, what we're here to do.
First of all, you misunderstood what was said here in the last time. We did not say that you will be going involuntarily. We are not saying that in terms of what is coming. We spoke in terms of what was before. In other words, there have been those what you call abductions that were part of the soul contract. They went along unwillingly at their conscious knowing self, but at their deeper level within them, they went willingly, see? And now, as far as you are concerned, or any of you that are hearing these words, reading these words after, as far as you are concerned, if you are going to go aboard ships, you will be going willingly. You will have to be going willingly. There can be nothing that is against your free will. This would never occur here, you see? Not after the event occurs and after disclosure and all of this. As to your difference there, as to free will versus divine will, there is never the divine will that will overcome the free will. You always have free will, you see? But there are circumstances that occur where you will hear that divine will, or you will hear that whisper within you, which may then shift your free will at that time, you see? Where you will then go along with the divine will here.
Isn't divine your own will anyway, because you are the
it
divine?
It is. That is correct. We are talking about your conscious will here.
Right.
You as the conscious self.
Yes. And just to clarify a little bit, we tend to voice the idea of divine will as separate from us.
It is not.
What exactly? So the divine will is the higher self speaking.
Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. I've had my higher self definitely intervene in a positive way in my life, and so I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
So you know all of you at one time or another have had your higher self intervene.
Hopefully all the time.
Yes. The more that you listen, the more that you will continue on your given path that you need to follow here. Are there any other further question now? We need to release channel here. Anything? One more?
Namaste, Master. I greet you. And I want to let you know I'm very eager to merge with my higher self. I am very eager to remember the languages from previous lives and remember instruments that I could play. What can I do to imbibe and little by little try to merge with my higher self? I'm grateful. Thank you.
Doing it, dear Moses. In all that you are doing as you continue to work with this program, speaking in terms of ancient awakenings and working fully with this more and more, and attempting to spread the word as you are doing, this is working with your higher self. You are working with your higher self in many other ways as well, as you continue to share the light wherever you can. This is merging with your higher self. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
And could you also say that acknowledging that you already are your higher self is helpful? Just acknowledging that moment by moment.
Absolutely. The more that you realize that you and your higher self are one, or as Yeshua said, I and my Father are one, can be father, mother, whatever it is, but you are one always. You have never not been one. You have always been together with your higher self. It is simply the mind that has created the separation. And all of the programming here is the illusion that has also created the separation. But there is indeed no separation You will come to fully understand and know this, and even more important, remember this. I need to release channel here now. Just continue on in your everyday activities. Move on. Continue to use the various tools that you have been given, your breathing techniques, the use of crystals, whatever it might be. Continue to utilize this and know that as you are continuing to move along through your daily life is going to shift dramatically as you are continuing the preparations for, as we said here previously, jumping off the precipice. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.